It's good. Good to be back to work. I think everybody came in ready to go today. Had a good day of practice. You know, everybody got a chance to recharge their batteries, and that's a good thing about the bye week. You know, and hopefully, guys were able to get healthy and things like that. I don't have much of an update on injuries and things like that. Clowney, I'm not sure where that's at right now. Kareem Jackson probably would be out for this game. Cecil Short should be ready to go for this game, and Ryan Griffin was out there at practice today. So other than that, I open it up to questions. Ryan Griffin, he was moving around pretty good, Tanya. Yeah, I thought he looked pretty good.
What are your expectations for him? Does he come back this week, or do you not be ready for this weekend, or do you not know
that? Yeah, no, I would see him being ready for Monday night.
With Ryan and the things he did earlier in the year, what do you think he could provide for the offense?
Just who's that?
Ryan.
Oh, I thought you said Brian. I apologize.
No, that's okay. Ryan is an all-around tight end. What could he do for you guys?
Yeah, no, you know, he I thought he was really coming on and playing well, you know, and had a good end of the year last year and had a good training camp, good offseason. So it'll be good to get him back. You know, I don't think it's easy to miss that much time and to just jump right back in and be playing at a high level. But, you know, he's a guy that really worked hard in the rehab room and in the weight room when he could. And he looked today, like I said to Tanya, I think he was moving around pretty good today. Looked like he was in pretty good condition, so should be ready to go.
Difficult opponent this week. And just your thoughts on kind of the pass rush and the front seven that they've put together?
Yeah, no, they're 8-0 for a reason. You know, one of the reasons why is their front is a very strong front. Dunlap, Johnson, Geno Atkins, one of the best three techniques in the league. So it's a big challenge. Linebackers are athletic, tough. Their top four corners are all first-round draft picks, talented guys. Got a lot of respect for this defense, you know, and our guys are you know, obviously going to have to be up to that challenge. You know, that's a heck of an opponent on the other side.
You did a lot of self-scouting, I imagine, over the bye. What did you learn?
Yeah, you know what, Aaron? We're looking forward. You know what? We're moving. We're on to Cincinnati. You know, what's done is done, and we're on and on to the next opponent. And, you know, we've studied ourselves and hopefully made some changes and taking it one day at a time and moving on to the Bengals.
How's the Dwayne Brown?
Good.
Does it help having a quarterback that's beaten the Bengals the last 2 years?
I don't think that matters. You know, I think it's more about how's he practicing this week, which looked good today. You know, where's he at with this game plan? I don't think any of that matters.
Well, shouldn't he have confidence because he won big?
He has confidence. He's playing. He came out there today. He was ripping it around pretty good, and he's playing confidently right now, regardless of what his record is against the Bengals.
The Bengals have a wealth of weapons offensively, whether it's A.J. Green, Marvin Jones, Eifert, and, of course, at running back as well. Is this, to you, maybe the toughest task that your defense is going to go up against this year?
I mean, they're good. I mean, you know, I think that, like I said to Aaron, they're 8-0 for a reason. You didn't even mention Andy Dalton. You know, he's playing as one of the top quarterbacks in the league, you know, so – they're very good. And you know, I think the one thing that they do a great job of, and I give their staff – I have a lot of respect for their staff, Marvin and, you know, his staff. They do – Hugh Jackson and Paul Gunther. You know, on offense, they're running the ball, you know, and they run the ball downhill. Their offensive line is big, strong, played together for a long time. And that's the key right now for them. They're able to run the football, and they're in manageable down and distances, and that's going to be a big challenge for us on Monday night. But like I said, our guys enjoyed their time off, and they're back ready to work today, and they came back ready to go. You know, we practiced pretty good today, so you know we'll show up. We'll be there on Monday night.
Bill, big of emphasis was the running game over the break today, trying to get that jump started to help your offense.
Yeah, we had one practice before we left, and a lot of that was a full padded practice, so a lot of that was spent on the running game. You know, our running game, you know, has to improve stopping the run and running the ball. So we're spending a lot of time on it. You know, we're only able to be in pads once this week, so that'll probably be on Wednesday. We'll be in a full pad of practice on Wednesday and get it going and really practice the run game there. But we're going to work one day at a time, like I said, and try to improve every day.
Bill,